You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Earlier this week, the 9-day trek that was Hikoi Motutiriti made it to its final destination, the grounds of Parliament, on Tuesday. The Hikoi was in response to a myriad of policies from the National, ACT and New Zealand First coalition government regarding Māori and Te Tiriti o Waitangi, including the ACT Party's highly controversial Treaty Principles Bill, and sought to highlight how Te Tiriti unites Aotearoa through kotahitanga. I spoke to renowned Māori activist and artist, Tamiiti, about the overall energy on the Hikoi, the support for its kaupapa, and the message he thinks it sent to the coalition. So Dame Fiona Cooper's Land March in 1975 brought together around 5,000 people. The foreshore and seabed Hikoi was around 15,000, and this Hikoi saw an estimated 55,000 people in Te Whanganui o Tara on Tuesday, although some estimates say the numbers could have been up to 100,000. Firstly, how would you describe the overall energy on the Hikoi as it made its way across the motu?
Well, I was at the 1975 March. There was more than 5,000. There would have been about 30,000 people there, because I was there. I was part and parcel of the mobilisation organisation at that time. But it doesn't really matter the numbers, you know. It was there. And the Hikoi that started there was a call that made by us, by the OGs, and we made that call, and then the the organisation that we pulled together from the meeting that was held up in Auckland a couple of months ago. So it was short notice, but was amazing, you know. So everybody was motivated. And but what I do see, I mean, I saw the march marching that the Hikoi going over the bridge, and I viewed that on live from Vancouver, in Canada. So I was on my way back. And then I arrived here on the Friday. That Friday, I'm not too sure what day it was, but the Hikoi was over in Rotorua. And so we arrived five in the morning. We went straight down to Rotorua, joined up at the mass at 10 o'clock. 10,000 people. That was amazing. And but I think that the work that was done by my generation and over the last more than 50 years have come to the point now that here we are as a result of the work that we put together and fought together many years ago and here. And so we got people, all the young generation that come through from the Kohangaroa, Kura Kaupapa, there's thousands of them. So I'm not too worried about what the Tamas or David Seymour is putting out there. He's a nobody. He's just somebody there who wanted to be something or just been stupid. You know, we all New Zealanders have moved on. You know, we all moved on. We moved on. Many people have moved on. And but I thank him for provoking that. Because it's a response from his dumb ideas, and so here we are. So so I have faith in the future and what the future is going to look like in the next 50 to 60 years. So it's amazing.
You've kind of alluded to it and spoken about it a little bit, but this Hikoi was not completely about the Treaty Principles Bill and was more in protest of the coalition government's policies regarding Māori, Te Tiriti and Indigenous rights, and that's was cool. About how Te Tiriti can unite Aotearoa through kotahitanga. In this, we've really seen the strength of the Kohangareo generation coming through with a new generation of Māori political leaders in these movements. And you've spoken about joining the Hikoi for this new generation. Would you be able to elaborate on that?
Yeah, but I think it's important. I don't really need to say too much about it, but just to be seen, kanuhikite as they seem, to be seen, to be part of that. And I guess that I do have a role to play from an artist point of view in trying to pull together some sort of an idea. It's a continuation of getting support from us, the artists, and building the movement. That movement is not just building the movement for us, for Māori, but build the movement for Aotearoa, where Aotearoa is going to, where we all together, as the partners, as a Tanata Tiriti, the Tanata Tiriti from Vietnam, the Tanata Tiriti from Africa, the Tanata Tiriti from Palestine, all of that, they are all part and parcel of this. And that's what this is what the Tiriti is about. So it's already there. It's moving, you know. So why sabotage something that's already legally binded? And that's where we're going to. So we just need to be, we just need to be more present now to be here right now at this moment. And of course, and here we are.
You mentioned the turnout from Tangata Tiriti as well. There was a strong turnout from Tangata Tiriti in support of the hīkoi. And also, not only have there been activations across our motu, but there are activations now happening in London, New York, Hawaii, Australia, and more. As well, Hana Rafiti, Maipi Clark, and the haka in Parliament last week has gone viral online globally. What do you think this says not only about public support in Aotearoa for Māori rights and honouring Te Tiriti, but also regarding the global support of the movement?
You know, we Māori have been looked upon as somebody, indigenous people that really half-fight us. And as the reason I was invited to Canada about 2-3 weeks ago. And so we are known globally, and our people known in many aspects in our nation, through sports, through music, through theatre, through many avenues here that fly the flag for Aotearoa and fly the flag for everybody. And so we continue to do that, and as you know.
What message overall do you think the hīkoi has sent to both ACT leader David Seymour regarding the Treaty Principles Bill and the coalition government and its policies more generally?
Well, you know, I think that is what amazed me, just the numbers of people coming through. It's just the thousands of young people. There's more young people involved in this there than there was last year in 1975. And so you've got a... You know, you've got a huge population, you know, under 30, 30, from 0 to 30. It's just thousands of them. And so, hey, you know, you know, what's the worthwhile battle for us here and over the years? And so here we are. And it's a good sign. All I can say is a good sign. It's a good sign for us, for all, for Aotearoa. So let's do it. Let's keep the fire burning, and let's do things together. Māori ora.
Tuesday Wire host Castor and I were at the hīkoi in Te Whanganui, Atara. There was a range of waiata, haka and chants calling for a united Aotearoa in the face of the controversial Treaty Principles Bill. By our estimates, at least 70,000 people were in attendance from across broad sectors of society. We spoke to Tangata Whenua, Tangata Moana and Tangata Tiriti about why they were there.
Shannon Halbert, MP, Labour Party MP, no Ngāti Whitikaupeka, Rongo Whakaata, Ngāti Kahununu, Oku Iwi. I'm here today because this is one of the most destructive pieces of legislation that has come before Parliament. It has the potential to rip our people in Aotearoa, New Zealand, apart. And today we're here standing passively for kotahitanga, for unity, for the rights of Māori, of Indigenous people of this country, to come together and let's build race relations, both Māori and Pākehā-like.
I'm Louie, I live here in Ponake and I work for First Union.
And what is it about the Toitū Te Tiriti movement that inspired you to come to the hīkoi?
Oh, look, our Māori culture here in New Zealand is something to tautoko, and seeing what's happening with this bill is attack on that. And we don't really want a bar of it
My name is Markale Parkinson. I am the president of Usa Te Aka Tuera, and I'm here in solidarity with our tangata whenua.
Kia ora, I'm Sam, and I am Tau Iwi, and I'm here to support tangata whenua and te ao Māori against this horrific, dangerous attack on te ao Māori through the Treaty Principles Bill and the National Leds Government's general agenda.
And how does E2's work relate to the Treaty Principles Bill?
Well, E2 is the biggest union, biggest private sector union in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And in unions, we understand the value of collective agreements and our contracts and honouring our contracts. We have to make sure that when there are two parties to a contract, that you don't just change one side without consulting with the other. That's exactly what's happening here. It's tearing up the agreement, which is the foundation of Aotearoa, and we're not going to stand for it. So union members are here, E2 and all sorts of unions across the movement are here proudly with our banners.
Kia ora, my name is Carlo Mila, and I'm a poet and run the Mana Moana Leadership Program, which is for Pacifica leaders. And yeah, I'm here to support the hikoi.
Yeah, and then how does the hikoi relate to Pacifica rights movements in Aotearoa, and how can Pacifica people support the movement?
Yeah, well, so we're the only tangata tiriti people who have a relationship with tangata whenua here that predates te tiriti. So we're cousins, obviously, and we're indigenous to the ocean itself, collectively to this region. So it's our role, really, to stand in solidarity with our cousins and our brothers and our sisters. Lots of us enjoy sovereignty over our own countries in the homelands, and so definitely we should be tautoko, doing tautoko for tangata whenua here.
We also asked protesters if they had a message for ACT leader David Seymour, who brought the bill to Parliament.
I gave David a lot of messages last week when he stood up in the House and alongside all of our whānau in there presented with a haka. That was our response. That we need to kill this bill. It doesn't need to be like this. It's expensive. And as I said, it rips our people apart. We want solidarity, unity, and kotahitanga. And it's about time that Seymour came into line.
It's okay to change your mind.
Stop trying to create division. You know, this bill is literally spreading mis and disinformation, and it's not okay to do that with the intent of dividing the nation and taking away the rights of our Indigenous people.
And what do you hope for the outcome of today's hikoi?
I hope that the government can understand that what they're doing is wrong. I hope that the National Party start to see that what they're doing is actually a power grab rather than standing up for the people, and that they can take back some of their decisions. Unfortunately, the bill has already passed the first reading, so we can't take that back, but hopefully it stops them from continuing to erase te tiriti from all of our other legislation.
Well, I have nothing to say to them because they're not listening to us, but we're going to be there in a couple of hours and they'll be able to hear us then.
Yeah, I'm just so embarrassed for them doing the big overstep, the overreach. They can't unilaterally wipe an agreement that essentially founded this whole country and the government itself, its right to exist. And so it's actually embarrassing. And they really do need to listen to the 42 King's Council, who said they just need to know their place, and that they're causing such unnecessary harm and have been ever since they've been in power. It's incredibly disappointing, and Aotearoa deserves better.
The hikoi ended at Parliament with waiata and korero from Māori leaders and MPs. Te Pāti Māori MP Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark, who recently went viral for performing a haka and tearing up the bill during its first reading, spoke to the crowd gathered outside the Beehive.
We've seen our people run, cook, porphyry, usher, drive, walk, traffic patrol, police, Māori wardens, banner holders, ringawera, videographers, all ages and all different races coming together for te tiriti o waitangi.
The hikoi began and ended with a strong message of kotahitanga in response to a bill that would seek to divide Aotearoa.
Oh, my God.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.